with £20,000 worth of prizes for schools, thanks to Viking.
Visit classicfm.com. On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the Prime Minister says the UK will move to war-fighting readiness as he unveils new measures to deter any potential threats. New nuclear-powered submarines are among the weapons which will be announced in the Strategic Defence Review this afternoon. Sir Keir Starmer wouldn't confirm when he'll meet his target of spending 3% of GDP on the military, but he's confident the money will be there.
Because that was baked in from the very start of the review. It's one of the first conversations we had with the reviewers, because what I wanted was to meet the new threats, the new instability, with a plan that matched our capability with the risk that we face.
Delegates from Russia and Ukraine have been told the whole world is watching as ceasefire talks continue in Turkey. Istanbul is hosting a second round of discussions. 109 people are now known to have been injured when a car drove into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League victory parade last week. Four remain in hospital. 53-year-old Paul Doyle is facing seven charges over the collision in Water Street. A personal trainer who caused a police car pile-up, injuring seven officers, has been sentenced to 14 months detention and disqualified from driving for 3 years. Maziar Azabonyad was driving a woman home from a first date when police tried to stop him over a defective light, a missing number plate on the A1 in Gateshead. Our Northeast reporter Phoebe Abruzzese has more.
He sped away and in the resulting police chase reached speeds of 119 miles an hour. Nearly an hour after first being asked to pull over, he decided to stop, slamming on the brakes and coming to a rapid halt. One of the multiple cars pursuing him couldn't stop in time, hitting the BMW and other police vehicles involved in the chase.
Businesses and tourists have been moved away from Mount Etna, which has started to erupt. A small amount of lava has been seen coming from a crater on the southeast of the volcano on Sicily. And a look at the weather, largely fine and dry. There will be some rain in the east and showers later in the northwest, with a high of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hall of Fame three time on Classic FM. Three entries for British film composer John Barry this year. His star performer, Wolves.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
On flute was Emmanuel Parhud, on harp Mariko Anaraku with Arabesque number 1 by Claude Debussy. Your Monday Classic FM Hall of Fame 3 at 3 underway. We started with John Barry's highest entry, a trio of entries for the composer this year, and all climbers. Dances with Wolves, the star performer from it. We heard the John Dunbar theme, and conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, it was Paul Bateman. Also, Borodin does the treble this year. Three entries, including at number 48 and climbing 8 places in 2025. His highest entry in the steppes of Central Asia. A masterwork by Alexander Borodin in The Steppes of Central Asia, his highest entry of three in the Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025. We heard Naomi Yerby with the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra. Classic FM Breakfast tomorrow morning with Dan Walker includes your Hall of Fame hour from 9.
Classic FM.
A traditional tune from the other side of the world. New Zealand's Pukari Kari Ana, Hayley Westerner singing with the Te Tau Choir, Metro Voices and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And from Australia, the Australian Chamber Orchestra with Australian guitarist John Williams bringing as part of the Guitar Concerto in A by composer Mauro Giuliani. 28 minutes past three on Classic FM. Round about early evening time, do you find yourself short on time to enjoy yourself? Perhaps a day at the office, you've done the school run, you just wanted to take a moment for yourself. Well, the CBSO, the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, can help with their rush hour concerts. World famous soloists and conductors enjoy some music live and then still make it home in time for your supper. An exciting new series of rush hour concerts has just begun, and the latest one is going to feature Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. A big moment, and you'll recognise that piece if you're a fan of the film Babe. More details about the rush hour concert series and tickets can be found at CBSO online.
Thank you.
Opening to Symphony No. 5 by Franz Schubert, the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, which we've just been talking about, with Ed Gardner conducting. It's 24 minutes to 4 on Classic FM. Margarita Taylor here to entertain us between 4 and 7 with her star in the spotlight, the great pianist Andras Schiff as well. And looking ahead to tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Traffic jam, honking horn, train delays, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, good vibes only. Waking you up to some of the most beautiful music around.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
John Rutter, O'Whaley Whaley, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra here on Classic FM, and they were conducted by the composer, Mr. J. Rutter himself.
Classic FM. Thank you.
the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra under Gustavo Dudamel with Hedwig's theme from Harry Potter, written by John Williams. And Emma Kirkby, together with the Wells Cathedral Choir and the Sarum Chamber Orchestra, brought us Laudate Dominum by Mozart on Classic FM 10 to 4. Ever wondered what Ludwig von Beethoven looked like? Me too. Have a look at classicfm.com, and while you're doing so, enjoy part of Symphony No. 1 on Classic FM. Thank you. making his mark on the world. Beethoven, part of Symphony No. 1, the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, under the conductor Yannick Nezet-Sagan. I do wish you a very restful rest of Monday. Classic FM, I hope, can be part of it. See you tomorrow from 1.
Classic FM.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from home instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, especially after her fall, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, with the extra support, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online today.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
So, close your eyes, picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our Spend and Save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like cloud, so...
Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kWh. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, the government is preparing to outline its strategic defence review. We're expecting to hear plans for new nuclear submarines, but the Prime Minister hasn't said when he'll reach his target of spending 3% of GDP on defence. Peace talks between Russia and Ukraine in Istanbul have broken up after just an hour. The sides exchanged documents and another prisoner swap is expected. Yesterday, Ukraine launched an attack on Russian military aircraft, hitting more than 40 warplanes. Volodymyr Zelensky, who isn't at the table for today's talks, says this sort of action is necessary.
Russia must feel what its losses mean. That is what will push it toward diplomacy. And when Russia takes losses in this war, it's obvious to everyone that Ukraine is the one holding the line, not just for itself, but for all of Europe.
A man has been charged with two counts of murder after people were attacked with petrol bombs at a pro-Israel rally in Colorado. The suspect, Mohammed Sabri Solomon, allegedly shouted "Free Palestine" as it happened in Boulder. Despite the charges, authorities say no one has died. A convicted killer who tried to persuade his son to dig up his own mother's body to cover up the murder of his pregnant wife has had 3 years added to his jail sentence. Andrew Griggs from Deal in Kent was convicted and jailed in 2019 over the murder of Debbie. Classic FM's Rachel Mather has more.
Griggs has today pleaded guilty to perverting the course of justice after lying about where his wife's body was buried. He claimed not to know, but then went on to give a detailed description about where she was to his family in an attempt to clear his name. Debbie's remains were then found under a house in Dorset in 2022.
The UK has provisionally recorded its warmest spring on record and its